Hey guys, welcome back to the channel. It's Denise Salcedo, and my guest for today is going head to head against Io Shirai at NXT TakeOver 31 for the NXT Women's Championship. And she is the birthday girl, ladies and gentlemen, Candice LeRae. Happy birthday, Candice.
Thank you.
It's so awesome to have you on the show. I know I mentioned this off air, but I just kind of want to throw it in there on air just to let you know, I've been a fan of yours for a very long time. I think what you've been doing for women's wrestling throughout the years has been absolutely incredible.
Oh, thank you.
So let's just go ahead and jump right into it, since I know you're having a big week ahead of you. And I think we should go ahead and start off with this Wednesday. You will be in a mixed tag match with yourself, Johnny Gargano, your husband, which we don't get to see very often, face up against Io Shirai and Damian Priest. How does it feel, you know, getting to work with Johnny Gargano? And then also, what can fans expect from this match?
It's one of my favorite things, I think. Biased opinion. Working with my husband is awesome. I love it. It's like more than I could have ever hoped for out of wrestling. I guess as a six-year-old, I didn't think, oh yeah, I'm going to marry a wrestler and we're totally going to have tag matches in WWE together. So I'm hoping we don't disappoint. And I think it's just going to be a little taste for like what people are going to see Sunday. Just a little taste, like an appetizer, a little hors d'oeuvre.
Oh, yeah. I'm all about the appetizer and the hors d'oeuvres. No, and I just think it's so cool. Like you said, the fact that you never dreamed up a life like this where you get to, you have, you know, your dream guy and you're doing your dream job. It's not everybody gets that.
Very, very lucky.
Yes. Now I mentioned earlier that this Sunday at TakeOver 31, you're going head to head against Io Shirai for the NXT Women's title. This is your first title defense on a TakeOver, and you have a long history with Io Shirai. Tell us a little bit about what this match means to you.
I feel like the universe is a funny thing, and destiny is like a real thing, because I don't know, like all the stars are aligning, you know, like Io and I a year ago had our first matchup against each other, and it was literally our first match against each other, and it, the chemistry and everything, it was just there. And now here we are, like, I know that this couldn't have been written better than what it is. Like, you can't write this kind of stuff, because it just, everything is just falling into place, and it's just, it blows my mind, and I'm so excited. I mean, if Johnny and I win on Sunday, it's just cherry on top. Everything leading up to this has just been a layer cake, layering up the icing, throw some sprinkles on it, and now the cherry.
I love that. You're like, throw some sprinkles on it, and now the cherry. But, you know, you mentioned that you've already had, you know, I was just recently re-watching your match with Io Shirai at NXT TakeOver Toronto last year. And I mean, that match was absolutely incredible. Just so much fast-paced action, and you guys just went at it. So obviously, this Sunday, the stakes are a lot higher. So what do you think fans can expect from you guys going at it again?
Well, the thing is that last time I felt like I wasn't so confident. I was kind of like, still trying to find myself in WWE and figure out, like, how do I give this, like, older indie version of Candice, but also, like, give them something new. Give them this new WWE version of me. And I felt like there was so much pressure going into that TakeOver, because that was actually my first TakeOver. And it was just butterflies crazy. I was not super confident. But now this time around, I feel a lot more confident. I feel like I've kind of found myself. And Io just brings out the absolute best in me. Whether she's trying to or not, she makes me push myself. And I mean, there's things that happen in these matches. Anytime I'm in the ring with Io, there's stuff that happens that I didn't even know I could do or I didn't even know were possible. And I'm excited because now there's so much more at stake. And I'm more confident in me. I'm this new me.
I know you mentioned the new you, but do you still feel any pressure going into this match, especially because, you know, the fans have such high expectations for these takeover matches?
Let's calm down, guys. I don't feel so much pressure on myself. I mean, last time was bad enough as it was, because you're going into this going, okay, this is somebody that I've never wrestled before. I don't know how this is going to go. It could go really great. It could go horribly. And now I'm like, okay, well, now people know that it could go really great. And so I don't want it to go horribly because they have a bar now that they've, there's like, here's this bar. You guys better live up to it. So I'm just trying my best to keep up with her and not disappoint people.
You're like, darn, we shouldn't have done as good last time, right? So, you know, all right, now we also have to sort of talk about, you know, the fact that, you know, you're transitioning. People saw you really as this happy-go-lucky Candice LeRae, and now we're getting this very different side of you. What has this transition been like for you?
It's been a whirlwind, because at first, I'm such a kind of insecure, not too sure, like a little shy. And so when I'm trying to kind of try new things, I'm one of those people that I'm like, but if I'm not going to do really well, then I almost don't want to do it. But if you don't try, then you're never going to know. So it's just been a lot of like playing and toying around with different things. I get really excited when it's something that Johnny gets really excited about too. I'm like, okay, then I'm doing the right thing, I think.
I'm going down the right path. Exactly.
Because I think the world of him, and I think that like, he gets wrestling. Like, he just gets it. And so if I feel like he supports it, then maybe I'm doing pretty okay. So it's been a lot of playing with things and things that I wouldn't have thought to do before. Like, I've been watching online. I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos of like giving my brain refresher of, you know, Disney parades and Disney shows and how the princesses act in the parks. And I'm like, oh, I kind of like some of these things because they're so ridiculous and over the top for a wrestling persona. Like, for me to just be sitting here acting and believing I'm this like evil Disney princess fairy is absurd. Like, it's ridiculous, but I love it, and it's such a fun thing to get to play with. I try like different weird mannerisms every time I go out to the ring or win a match. I'm like, oh, let's try this one today. And it's just, it gives me this new, I don't know, sense of my character that I didn't even, it's like you're tapping into these things you didn't even know existed in your brain. It's so fun.
I love that. I love the fact that you're taking your passion of Disney and sort of implementing it into your character, into your work. So now you're not just watching Disney for fun. You're watching Disney for work.
I'm like, I need to watch this because I'm working right now.
Exactly. You know, I really love that because like you said, you're just taking different facets. And I love the fact that you're exploring these new things that you didn't know you might have had within you. So obviously you've been with WWE for a little bit now, but this is the first time we've sort of seen you in the main title picture. You know, how does it feel to finally be there? And was there ever any moment where you were like, oh my God, when is my moment finally going to come?
Yes. Well, I feel like my age plays a factor a lot of times. It's no secret. Like, I'm not the youngest girl on the roster. And I mean, today I just turned 35 and I'm like, okay, well, at what point, especially since all these girls that are coming in, they're so much younger than me. And I'm like, at what point am I not going to be able to keep up with all these girls? And so, you know, as other girls are, you know, earning their opportunities and they're having their opportunities, and like, I'm so happy for all of them. The girls that work at NXT are such amazing people and they all work so hard. So I've never had a moment where somebody else was given an opportunity. I'm like, them really over me? Mm-hmm. It's always been like, man, like, yeah, that girl, like, she deserves this, but they're all younger than me. So I'm going, as happy as I am for you and as much as you deserve this, I am not getting younger. Like, let's be honest, I'm not getting younger. Johnny and I want kids. So, like, I think I put this pressure on myself, and it's not anybody else doing it. It's like this weird pressure I'm putting on myself because I'm like, I, for some reason, think that there's like a timer that was just flipped and I'm just watching the sand run out. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's no time. There's no time. So I'm so excited. And it just kind of came out of nowhere, really.
But honestly, Candace, I hear you say all of this, and I agree with you 100% in the sense that us women, we tend to put this time clock on us, and we're like, oh my God, we only have a certain amount of time to get there. But in reality, it's so cool for everybody just to see, like, I hate that we have to have this time clock, because it's like, I'm sorry, Candace, but you go in there, and you're amazing in the ring, so, like, take that time clock out, because you're killing it out there. So with that being said, what would it mean to you to walk out as NXT Women's Champion?
You know, I keep telling myself, like, if it happens, I'm not gonna cry.
You're like, I can't cry with this.
But Johnny's not a happy crier. That's not an emotion that he understands, which is weird to me because my family, we're all very sensitive, I guess. I'm the tough one. I have all brothers, but I'm the tough one and I don't cry. And I think it's just because I'm always like, don't cry. You're tough. Don't cry. And my brothers are sitting there like, ooh, I'm so proud. And I'm like, I'm fine. But like, I think that there's just been so much in my career leading up to this that I have no idea. I can say that I'm probably not going to cry and I'm going to try to convince myself not to, but there's just been so much building up to this that I feel like everything's going to hit me like a ton of bricks and it's just all going to happen at once. And I'm going to have these emotions that I'm not prepared for because I just push so many things back because I'm like, work, got to go forward, press ahead. And I'm so focused on like this week, I forgot my birthday because I
know.
On okay, takeover. We gotta get ready for takeover. Johnny and I gotta be ready for takeover. Like I gotta make gear. I gotta like we gotta work out. We gotta eat better. And like he kept going, "What do you want to do for your birthday?" I was like, "I don't know."
Prepare. Like I'm working. I'm working for my birthday. No, I honestly like I'm so excited for you. And they say, you know, sometimes when you're so focused on your work, you tend to miss out on those little moments. So I say like take those moments and, you know, whatever happens, you know, just feel it out, you know.
I'll try my best.
Yes. So now
but thank you. I'll keep that in mind. Right now. I'll be like, I have to do this. I have to take this moment to just take it in.
I'll give you the permission to cry. You're allowed. Now, obviously, I have to ask, we do have the upcoming draft coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about how you think NXT might come into play with the draft?
You just never know. Johnny and I will watch, you know, Raw and SmackDown. We see the commercials for the draft and we're like, there weren't NXT people this time. They didn't really mention it. And then I was like, but they said across everywhere. And it's just, you never know. Like, we never know. Some people that have been drafted found out when they were being drafted. So there's just no warning. You don't know what to expect. I will say it'd be nice if eventually NXT could be like, oh, you're going to take this person. We're going to take that person. I think we should be in on the draft too. But I feel like, for now, at least, especially for me and Johnny, we're so happy being in NXT together. And there's just something about NXT that's just like so true to the type of wrestler that I am and him as well. And we just really love it. Like, I love NXT. It's so fun. It's such an awesome place. Like, the talent is just like demanding the best of each and every one of us because people keep coming in and there's just they're better than the last group that came in and was going, oh my gosh, how am I supposed to keep up with all you guys? But I love that because it makes me be my absolute best. I love it.
Exactly. And I feel like right now there's still so many dream matchups that you can have that I think people are like, wait, don't go just yet. But if you do go, we do want to see you, you know, I just think there's dream matches all around. But Candace, I do want to go ahead and jump into our last portion of our interview. Okay. And this is basically our lightning round game where I'm going to ask you 10 questions and you can answer them as fast as you can. And there's just a really fun way to get to know you. So let's go ahead and do it. It is now time for the lightning round with Candace LeRae. Here we go. Question number one. If you could have lived in any other decade, which would it have been and why?
Any decade where I could have been able to go and listen to Ella Fitzgerald live.
Oh, I like that. Question number two. Who was your first celebrity crush?
Oh, that's a tricky one. JTT, Jonathan Taylor Thomas. I think was first.
We don't forget our first celebrity crush. Question number three. If you and Johnny Gargano were an animated Disney couple, which do you think you'd be?
I feel like we would be Eugene and Rapunzel. And yes, I called him Eugene.
Question number four. Have you ever seen a ghost?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Oh my God. What, can you give us like a quick story on that?
In this lightning round? So I stayed for a couple weeks with Tegan in Wales and I was sleeping in this in like one of the guest rooms and I woke up in the middle of the night and I saw this weird figure in the doorway and I was like, I don't know what that is, but I'm just going to ignore it. I'm going to pull the blankets over my head, pretend it's not there. And then a few days into the trip, she started talking about how when she was little, that was the room that she used to sleep in. And she started talking about this ghost that was in the doorway. and how she had to go and figure out, like, she went to, I don't know if it was like a therapist or somebody had told her to just tell the ghost to go away. And she said she never saw it again. But I was like, stop. As she's telling me this story, because, you know, it always comes up. Oh, have you seen a ghost? Oh, like, do you believe in ghosts? I do believe in ghosts. And when she started to talk about that, not knowing that I'd seen this ghost, because I'm not going to tell her, like, just out of the blue, hey, do you got ghosts in this? She's telling me the story. I'm going, no, 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 no. So, like, I for sure seen a ghost. They're real. Oh my God. They do exist, guys.
You gave me chills on my legs. Question number 5. What was your most favorite and least favorite subject in school?
My most favorite was, I liked band, if that can count. I was a band geek, so I loved band. My senior year of high school, I had, like, 3 or 4 different band classes. And my least favorite is math. Ironically, now that I'm doing baking, I understand baker's math and baking. Any math around baking, I got it. But anything else, oh my goodness, no. Thank you.
I agree with you. Question number 6, what's the most adventurous thing you've ever done?
Oh, I would say most adventurous thing I ever did was I was in Paris staying at the Disneyland hotel there. And I really, really wanted to go see the Eiffel Tower. So they have a train station right there. And I took Johnny and we literally, like, found our way to the Eiffel Tower and to Notre Dame. And, like, it was so cool. It was such a cool thing. I'm really glad that I'm adventurous enough to be like, we're just going to take this map and just ask people how to get there.
And in the city of love, Paris. Yes. Question number 7. If you were a pop star, which artist would you duet with?
Oh, man. I feel like I would do something with Lady Gaga just because I know that she has the ability to do, like, these really amazing jazz numbers. And I love that.
Oh, you guys would be phenomenal. Question number 8, which Disney movie has the best soundtrack?
That's so hard. How could you ask me that?
I had to throw a hard Disney one in there.
For children, please and thank you. Oh, man. I feel like it's going to be, it's so hard. My gut is telling me Princess and the Frog. Everything has been jazz. I want to live with Ella Fitzgerald, sing jazz with Lady Gaga. And now I took a jazz music appreciation class in school. And there's just something about jazz that speaks to my soul. And I love it so much.
And I love that.
Kind of music and whatnot, and Princess the Frog, I just love it so much.
That's so cool. We learned something new about you today. That's awesome. Question number 9, if you could wake up tomorrow and be an expert in anything, what would it be?
Oh, baking. I'm pretty
good one,
but I'm not an expert. And if I could be an expert at baking,
well, when you become an expert in baking, I need to taste some of your treats. I'm signing up for your treat list. And last question number 10, what are your favorite Disney park snacks?
Oh, man, I'm one of those that just loves my churros and my Dole Whips. Those are, like, my tried and true. I also like Mickey pretzels. Johnny is all about all the sweets. And those are, like, the churro and the Dole Whip are about as sweet as I get, because otherwise I'm, like, all about salty, savory stuff. So
good picks. Now I just miss going to Disney parks and trying food. But Candace, thank you so much, seriously, for doing this interview. Before we go, can you just let everybody know where they can find you on social media and all of that stuff?
You can find me at Candace LeRae on both Twitter and Instagram, because I was so creative with that. I feel like that's about the social media stuff that I do.
Perfect.
Sorry, guys. I'm too old for the other things.
You're like, I'm not doing TikTok. I'm out on all that stuff.
My nieces are trying to explain that to me, and I don't know.
I love it. Well, Candace, thank you so much for spending some of your birthday time here with us. I cannot wait to see you face Io Shirai this Sunday at NXT. Guys, do not miss NXT TakeOver 31, Sunday, October 1st on the WWE Network. But until next time, we'll see you guys later. Bye, everyone. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, please don't forget to leave me a super nice review and a 5-star rating. Plus, make sure to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @_DeniseSalcedo for funny wrestling commentary, guest updates, silly live stuff, and more.